Welcome back, everyone. This is the 8th episode of the Star Court Lounge, and I'd like to begin the episode with wishing everyone in the U.S. a preemptive happy 4th of July. Hope everyone enjoys their holiday. Today, I figured we'd have a little talk and chat about channel news and updates, and maybe touch on some of my thoughts on Cyberpunk 2077. So yeah, that'll be an interesting topic to cover. I'm very mixed on that. But kind of starting off with the channel as a whole, I've been working ahead. So I've actually got a couple of videos actually already uploaded and scheduled over the next couple of weeks. It's actually kind of nice having that backlog. So it's a little bit more free form. I don't have as much pressure necessarily to constantly have to record. I can, if I needed, pass on a week of recording, which is kind of nice. So right now I'm trying and hopefully striving to meet that goal of alternating weeks of Fallout and Cyberpunk, which might be changing a little bit, potentially. My current thought, and I'll touch on some of the reasons I'm coming to this conclusion here in a little bit, is that I might make Cyberpunk 2077 a streamed game that I will also record and then upload the VOD of, in place of doing like a more traditional kind of recorded let's play, and then potentially replace that with a Skyrim or similar type game, just so I have that kind of genre diversity. So I feel like right now we're both in a shooter futury type a game with both Fallout New Vegas and Cyberpunk. Part of the reason, and I guess we can just roll right on into it, I'm very mixed on Cyberpunk 2077 as a whole. In its current state, it is a lot more stable and a lot better presented than it was at launch. Having various issues with characters just like clipping through things and texture and just overall performance troubles, was very demotivating to actually put time and like sit down and play the game, which is why I know for a bit there I said that I was going to do alternating weeks of Cyberpunk and Fallout months ago, and then it just became, we're going to only do Fallout for like 8 straight episodes and leave Cyberpunk on the back burner. In part just because performance issues, and to this point, it hasn't really gripped me like I was expecting it to. Like, it's a really cool city from the very little that I've explored it so far. I've only got maybe 10-ish hours. Basically, all of the gameplay that I have experienced and done has been on video. So I'm not terribly far, and I've only just now gotten past like the prologue act 1, where the city is actually opened up where I can explore it more. That said, I don't have like a very strong urge and inkling to go meandering around Night City exploring every little corner and alley like I would maybe in like a Fallout or Skyrim. And that could be because with Fallout or Skyrim or a game such as that, where it's been around for, 10 years now, I've experienced a lot of what those experiences and games have to offer, and kind of know what I want to get out of them. And this one being a little bit newer, hasn't had that same effect. Although I can't necessarily say that it being new is a detriment to that exploration factor, looking back on Fallout 4 when that first came out, I was hooked. I was exploring like everything that caught my eye just because I loved that game world. So it could be just that Night City, by comparison, doesn't necessarily speak to me. Which, in my like retrospect, kind of makes sense. I've played cyberpunk themed games before. Most notably, I've played a bit of the Deus Ex series, both Human Revolution, which is kind of like that soft reboot, and then the newer one, which is Mankind Divided. I, partly due to combat mechanics and some of the mechanics that they implement in the game, they aren't necessarily my go-to favorites. I've watched some of the story and everything of Human Revolutions, haven't really delved much into Mankind Divided, and it seems cool, but I think the way that it's presented and maybe the cyberpunk genre in its, I guess, most pure form that you see in like those types of games maybe don't engage or speak to me from a gameplay perspective as much as like the survival and post-apocalypse of like a Fallout or a Skyrim. And I think maybe part of it too is how narrative is presented in a lot of those games, where you have a set concrete, this is your character, you can make certain choices and alterations to sort of inhabit them and make those choices, get into that mindscape, but not to the same degree that a Fallout or a Skyrim can. So it's got to be a very targeted and very specific type of narrative. And I think part of the issue too is that with at least Cyberpunk, I'm strictly playing it as a let's play. So any of the time that I put into it, I've got to go and set up my recording rig, get all that hooked up, and there's a lot of, I guess, pre-production, for lack of a better word, that goes into it for me to even just like sit down and play it, because I don't want to like play it casually, get well past where I have recorded, and then all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, this encounter in this alley was brand new like a week ago, but now that I hit it with like get to that point in recording, I have to like fake a reaction, like, oh, that's strange, that's new, I've never seen that before, type of thing. Which isn't to say that that's not possible. I'm doing that with Fallout, and in the future with other games that I've played in the past. I think the one game that fits the mold of like a Fallout or a Skyrim that would be a good fit that I haven't really touched too much on is Outer Worlds, which is something that has been coming across my plate or my plans more and more as I kind of like sit down and think about it. I think it would be a really fun game to experience and play. So I haven't gotten terribly far in it, but I think it would be a really good fit that maybe once Chapter 1 or something like that of New Vegas comes to a close, maybe in the interim, start an Outer Worlds playthrough or something like that. I guess the one coming to mind, one notable exception to kind of all of these little like roles that these games fill in my like motivation to continue playing and exploring and have fun and enjoy them, being that everything is trended more and more towards openness, freedom, blank slate characters, is The Witcher 3. I've played all of Witcher 2, and it was very linear. I didn't hate it. I thought it was a very well-made and had fun with it game. And Witcher 3, I have begun multiple different playthroughs, never completed it yet. But that is one game that like I can just sit down and sink time into and enjoy exploring the world, going on different quests, just because that setting, that the characters all speak to me. I guess fantasy as a whole has a greater appeal and motivating factor in my enjoyment of different games. And it also helps that I have read nearly all the books and watched the Netflix series. So Witcher is a very like well entrenched brand and property in my like I guess pop culture lexicon. Whereas before Cyberpunk 2077, my real exposure to like cyberpunk as a genre has been the Blade Runner films, which I love, and then the Deus Ex series. I think maybe part of it is that I have been entrenched in fantasy genres more than I have in sci-fi. Sci-fi as a whole, strangely enough, doesn't interest me a lot. Like, there's cool concepts and things like that, but I prefer the more fantastical elements of, like, your Lord of the Rings, things like that. And the sci-fi aspect, I feel, can get too easily bogged down in technobabble and jargon, and it just loses any appeal to me. A perfect example is, like, Star Trek versus Star Wars. Both are very, at its core, they're in space, fighting things and all that. But the big diverging point is that Star Trek is space science fiction, where it's a future where they've discovered warp drives and things like that, and everything is like clean and shiny and all futury. Whereas Star Wars is space fantasy. It's like on the opposite spectrum. So like if it was a timeline, you'd have Star Wars in the distant past, which is the whole premise of a galaxy far, far away and a long time ago, and then Star Trek in the distant future. Strangely enough, using very similar technologies, but they're not in the same canonical universe, so that doesn't matter. But you get the sense that in Star Wars, especially in the original trilogy, that it's a lived-in world. Everything is dirty and scratched and scraped and barely working and held together with whatever the space equivalent of duct tape is in the case of the Falcon. But then you go to the opposite end in Star Trek and everything's very clean, shiny, and just too clean and pristine and perfect. And that doesn't really speak to me too much. I really like the J.J. Abrams Star Trek films that I've seen. I've seen one and two. I haven't seen the third one. But I think it's ship battles and phaser battles, which, I mean, it's hard to beat lightsaber battles. If I were to sit down and take ship battles and, like, just gun battles in Star Trek versus even the worst lightsaber battle in Star Wars, which would maybe be, from a technical standpoint, New Hope, I'll take that. And the world is just much more interesting to me. Not to rile and get the hackles of all the Star Trek fans out there raised at me. Which is where I think my apathy and lack of interest in the cyberpunk-oriented games has kind of reared its head. I really like concepts and ideas with it, but my overarching knowledge base is, by comparison, lacking. And to further that along, at least with Cyberpunk 2077, is that it was based on an existing intellectual property in the form of a tabletop role-playing game by the same name. So there's a lot of established lore and like lingo and slang that me coming into the universe for the first time in that game, it's just like all of a sudden there's all these different terms being thrown around in this world that I have no knowledge of. So like sitting down, and if I wanted to, I could go read the whole wiki and the books about it and learn it, but that's a time sink that I can't dedicate myself to. So that's where it's, if I have an existing knowledge of like a Fallout lore or an Elder Scrolls lore that I've been playing for years, that has a more attractive appeal, just because I know more of the systems and things that are going on. Whereas in Cyberpunk, it's all fresh, new, and I gotta relearn it. Or not relearn it, learn it the first time. Long rant and tangent aside, that is a major reason. My just apathy towards it, it doesn't really grip me, and I'm not like sitting there like, ooh, when's the next time I can play this game? Then I'm giving serious consideration to making it a live-streamed game and then just upload the VODs afterwards, just because that gives me a little bit better workflow, gets me back into that streaming and things like that, and then opens up the recording schedule to another game that might be a better fit, the most prevalent of which that's coming to mind currently is a playthrough of Skyrim. Just because that game is a very well-made game that I adore, even though that it is going on 10 years old and they've re-released it God knows how many times. But I'm very, very much leaning into the idea of setting up a modded playthrough, very similar to New Vegas. So I'm not thinking heavily modded, but it's still in the early stages of getting everything set up, getting mods, checking and testing compatibility, and make sure that there's no real issues, and then getting that started. I've also toyed with the idea of, I've had a lot of fun with New Vegas, of doing a Fallout 3 live stream and do that as a Let's Play as well and keep Cyberpunk. My one hesitation with that, though, really comes down to the fact that I don't want to inundate the channel with that genre, I guess. I don't want it to be too much of a like post-apocalypse or like future-y, cyberpunk sci-fi shooter type of channel. I want some diversification in there, which is why like Skyrim or something like that is appealing. Full disclosure, have tried doing some recordings with The Witcher. This was many months ago, when I still had my old rig, so pre 30 series graphics card. And I was just having trouble really getting into it. And I think a big issue I was running into with that really came down to the third-person camera, making it much more difficult to kind of emote or kind of, I don't know, share the inner thoughts of the character. Whereas with like Cal or V, V to a lesser extent, just because he's usually alone. I can, like, emote through the mouse and the use of, like, the, like, character's eyes or the camera in that case, which you don't get that same kind of capability out of a third-person camera. And I think that due to that, Witcher would be a much better streamed game in the similar vein to a Cyberpunk setup that I'm kind of considering. So yeah, that is definitely a potential change that's going to be happening to the channel that's on the horizon. The other big kind of potential addition, shall we say, that I'm considering is maybe doing more kind of narrative-based voiceover type of things. Similar to the Alone Against the Tide Call of Cthulhu like actual play type of thing that we did for Halloween back this past October. I do have another one of those in the works. I'm maybe about halfway to two-thirds of the way through that recording, and then it'll be editing and splicing that all up. But I really like the idea of just sitting down and recording something that's almost like an audiobook of sorts. So I've thought about maybe narrating and doing audiobooks for like public domain stories, like Edgar Allan Poe or things like that, and posting them either to the channel or as a podcast or both. So I would really appreciate and like your feedback and thoughts on that, whether it be specific stories or genres, or if you want it to be like the Call of Cthulhu things or like existing like public domain books and things like that. Because the one other thing I've been considering for that is doing some sort of like tabletop actual play, whether it be like solo where I am game master and player character. So I found a few systems that kind of are conducive to that kind of gameplay mentality. Or like a one-on-one or small group or something like that. So I think that'd be a lot of fun. And with that, I have been and begun some pre-production, like jotting down notes of what I'd like the world to be, character ideas, story ideas, and things like that. Mostly on the idea of it being solo, where I'm both PC and game master. Very similar to how the Alone Against the Tide and like those solo adventures from Call of Cthulhu work. The one thing that makes me kind of take a double take at that is like it's a lot of prep, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's just time is limited, and I could achieve similar ideas and concepts by doing, say, like a Skyrim or a Oblivion or some sort of like fantasy RPG let's play in place of that. So that's kind of going to take some balancing and weighing pros and cons. I think it'd be a really fun experience to do. But I think that one might be a little bit more conducive to if I have either myself as the game master or player character, and then someone else to play off of to help either be that player character or run the game. I think that just makes it a little bit easier. It splits the workload to be more manageable then. So that's something that might occur. I can't guarantee it. But we do have some more narrative-based things in the work just because that Call of Cthulhu one from Halloween did seem to be pretty popular by the numbers and metrics that I was seeing. So, and I had fun with it. So expect more of that. And again, I'd like your feedback on some of the other ideas as far as like audiobook narration, whether that should be strictly on the YouTube channel itself or as part of the podcast network here in addition to the channel. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing back from you and hopefully starting on that soon. But lastly, I suppose, because we've been at this for a bit, is I'd like to touch base on some of my favorite media and content that I've been consuming over the last month or so. And as always, I'd love to hear your recommendations on podcasts and music and movies and things like that, because I would also like to get into talking about that as well, like movie reviews and such. But the podcasts I've been listening to the most have been a History of World War I podcast, specifically titled The History of the Great War. It has been a super interesting listen. I'll include that in the show notes. It's done by a Wesley Livesey. And it is a very well-researched, just deep dive from the very beginning, pre-war and what led up to it. And we're just now, at least where I am, getting into the actual start of the conflict. And if anyone is interested in early 20th century, and specifically the World Wars, highly recommended. With all of that said, I look forward to seeing you all next time. Have a great 4th, and we'll see you later.